Played 18 holes with me on Sunday. What a dream. What an honor. Sunday, when me and my wife were playing, we were coming down off of 18 tee. There was a group of guys over there. Couldn't see who it was. And I yelled at them, said, "No, that's not the spot. It's a little over." Just joking with them. And they saw that was me. Come to find out, it was Billy Casper and his son. So it's kind of funny. I didn't know that because I couldn't see through the trees. I'm getting old, so I couldn't see who it was.
I love Bubba Watson.
You know what's funny about that comment of being in the trees? They asked Tiger Woods, "Did you go see where Bubba hit it out of the trees?" He goes, "No, I don't really care where he hit it out of the trees. I don't plan on being over there."
I like it.
I was laughing so hard. But it's true, though.
It was kind of a weird question.
Yeah, like, why do I care where he hit it out of the trees? I ain't going over there this week.
Phil Mickelson was asked a similar question, or he asked the exact same question a little different way. And he said, "No, I haven't." He goes, "But I might go over there and try it." He's like,
because he's a lefty.
But. Yeah, right. But he said basically, I thought it was an odd question. I'm like, because here's the thing. It's like, just because we're all wowed by it, other PGA golfers are probably not wowed by where Bubba hit the shot from to where he hit it from.
It was a great shot in a clutch situation.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, you can't recreate that situation in the way he was feeling at the time. That's what was so good about it, not the fact that he just hit that shot out of the trees. Anyone could do it. Not anyone.
Well, that'd be
a
like,
lot of PGA Tour players could do it at the time, especially a left-handed player.
Well, and it's like, I mean, it'd be like him going, is he going to go recreate the chip-in that I had?
Exactly.
Who was the dude that, was that, who was in the mix with Tiger at that time that he had the chip? Was it 16 that he had the chip-in, the one that was on the
16?
Sports Illustrated cover?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
16. Who was in the mix? It was a guy that we've not heard from. Was it DeMarco?
Chris DeMarco was in.
What happened to Chris DeMarco?
I don't know.
He's falling off the world.
He and Tiger are really good friends. He lives in Florida.
Yeah, he's a Florida grad. He's like the fat skinny guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's the fat skinny guy that lost all the weight and then couldn't play anymore? Got vertigo.
David Duval.
Thank you, Ralph the Sales Weasel.
David Duval definitely got, but that was vertigo. That was when he and Tiger were like 1-1 in 99.
Yeah, vertigo was the least of his problems. He should have stayed fat. It would have been so much better off.
Well, this year he came back and had another issue this year. So. It wasn't...
He had financial issues?
No, it wasn't financial, I don't think. He had, I want to say like his foot or something like that. He dropped out in the beginning of the year. He played the first few rounds. He said he was making a comeback, and then he got another injury. I want to say it's his foot or his hand or something.
Okay. Well, I got to look through. Do you have a list of the winners?
For the last 5 years? 10 years?
Yeah. We need to pull that up.
Just peel them off my head, Justin, let's be honest.
Well, I mean, I know Phil Mickelson's probably won in the last 10 years, huh?
Correct, he has. He's won it
Bubba Watson.
Times. Bubba Watson has. Mike Weir has.
In the last 10? He's probably right on the edge, huh?
Yeah, Tiger won in 05, and didn't Mike Weir win it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know who was runner-up last year, so who am I to ask?
Louis Oosthuizen, which I knew. You kind of made me doubt myself.
I like the fact that I could talk you out of it that easy, though. Masters. The great thing about everything is it's a, Google search away.
It is.
So I'll have to look at it here. So we got to figure out how many have been left-handers.
You said 5, did you not?
That's what the morning show said. That doesn't make it a fact. That just means that's what I think it is. Let's see here. Okay, so Bubba Watson we know is left-handed. He won last year. The year before that, come on, stupid computer, quit acting like an idiot.
Here, I've got it. Last 10 years, since 1993, we have Mike Weir won it in 2003.
Okay.
So Mike Weir won in 2003. Phil Mickelson won it in 2004. Tiger's last win, which can you believe was 8 years ago? Craziness. Was 2005. Phil in 2006. Zach Johnson in 2007. Immelman in 8.
Okay, so 5 of the last 10 have been lefties, and 3 of those times it was Phil.
Phil, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Weir, Phil, and Bubba Watson. Those are your 3. The best score in the last 10 years.
Was Tiger back in 2005 for sure. No?
Yeah, but he was... No, actually, it was Phil Mickelson in 2010. He was minus 16.
Oh, okay.
He was minus 16. Tiger was minus 12 in 05. And Angel Cabrera, I can't believe it, he was 12 under in 2009.
And Charles Schwartzel played well in 2000. When was that, 11?
Schwartzel,
yeah. Won it right before Bubba did.
That was the day that Roy melted down with his 80 in the final round.
80, yeah.
Do you realize he ended up like 15th? I didn't realize how far down the list he fell,
dude.
Because that was
his
best finish.
Nine was like horrendous.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
It was like one of the worst days ever.
Best left-handed athletes. I want to talk about it. Don't forget to send me your picks for the Masters for a free round of golf. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. If you want to come in today and talk to us, You can also, if you got picks, though, email them to me. TheZone@1037thebuzz.com. I'm not taking them over the phone. I don't have to write anything down. Plus, I lose stuff. All right, best left-handed athletes, according to this list that I have, and I would take some issue with the way that it was listed, not so much with the athletes on the list, but more so about the order they come in. There's 61 on this list, and I lost number 50 somehow in my printing. But among them, Cliff Lee, yep. Benton, Arkansas native. They have him at number 54. He is one of the younger guys on the list. Greg Louganis is a left-hander, the Olympic diver.
Yeah. He was now on that silly show.
Splash.
Ugh, I can't believe people watch that stuff.
I can't believe that how much you would want to do it if they offered you the right amount of money.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Amen, brother.
Oscar De La Hoya, they have at 49. Andy Pettit, the man with the goat eyes, at 48. Jimmy Connors, Monica Seles. Jimmy Connors may be. Oh, John McEnroe was a left-hander, too. Something to this tennis thing.
Your list is completely different than my list.
These are just athletes. Monica Seles, Fernando Valenzuela, Vida Blue at 43. Michael Vick at 42. I don't have a huge issue with that other than the fact that they have another quarterback who is not anywhere near as successful as Michael Vick. Way up on the list. Bill Walton at 41.
Your list and my list, the numbers are completely different.
Other left-handed athletes. Don Mattingly, great first baseman. Tom Selleck, I don't think he counts as an athlete. He played an athlete, and he was Magnum P.I. Tim Tebow at 30. That's ridiculous. Okay, look, I'm fine with him being on the list, but come on. Wayne Gretzky at number 28.
I have him as number 5 on my list.
He definitely is way higher than 28.
Way higher than 28.
Yeah, when you're the best ever or arguably the best ever to play your individual sport.
He was the best ever to play hockey.
Okay, I got no argument. But the point is, if Michael Jordan was left-handed, would we be talking about Michael Jordan would be in the top 5, right? I mean, automatically. Yeah, okay, well, that's nonsense then.
No.
Terrible. Barry Bonds at 25.
Really?
Barry's pretty good. Marvin Hagler, 23. Deion Sanders. Ricky Henderson.
Yep.
Tony Gwynn. 18, let's see here. Smokin' Joe Frazier at 16.
They got him at 12 on this list.
Here's your top 15 on my list. Reggie Jackson, Steve Young. Steve Young is my favorite left-handed quarterback ever for sure. Stan Musial, Ken Griffey Jr. at 12. Phil Mickelson at 11. It's pretty good. And again, I always go back to this. Phil Mickelson, as amazingly successful as he's been, three Masters we just talked about in the last 10 years. Look at his record and his achievements compared to Tiger Woods. They're both Hall of Famers. The gap between them is so unbelievably ridiculous. It is Grand Canyon huge.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Unbelievable how big a difference there is.
I agree.
Okay, so Wayne Gretzky's listed twice here. This is a jacked up list that I got because Wayne Gretzky's listed at 10 too.
Oh, well, there you go. That one makes a lot more sense. 10 than 28.
The fact that he's on here twice just shows you what kind of nonsense this list is. Sandy Koufax at 9. Shoeless Joe Jackson at 8. Rafael Nadal at 7.
Yeah, he's one of the best. There is one.
Currently, I ain't putting him ahead of Jimmy Connors or John McEnroe.
Or Wayne Gretzky.
Or Wayne Gretzky for sure. Manny Pacquiao at 6. Okay, here's one I definitely have no problem with being in the top 5. Bill Russell, best left-handed basketball player of all time?
Ty Cobb.
How about Bill Russell, best basketball player of all time, left-hander? Can you give me another one?
I don't know enough about left-handed basketball players.
Left-handed basketball players. Who's the best left-hander who played basketball ever? Bill Russell, you'd be hard-pressed to do better than that. That's true. Ty Cobb at 4. Pele at 3. I guess we're doing left-handers and left-footers. Lou Gehrig at 2. Babe Ruth at number 1.
Yeah,
no argument there.
That probably should be number 1.
Yeah, Babe Ruth is definitely the best left-handed athlete of all time. I have no issue with that whatsoever. But Wayne Gretzky definitely should be in the top 3 or 4. So there you go. Some non-left-handers. I didn't realize that President Clinton was a left-hander.
He was, and so was President Bush before him.
Does he play golf left-handed? I've actually seen it. One day I was at Rebsman and he was down there.
Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's been known to do that occasionally.
Wow.
It was weird because there were a lot of Secret Service guys around. It was very strange.
That's pretty cool, though.
It was cool.
Just like playing in a random public golf course.
Yeah, he was like, I didn't like that shot. You see him, the midline drop he would do occasionally, so I saw that. Garfield, Hoover, Truman, Ford, Ronald Reagan, H.W. Bush, and our current president, Barack Obama, left-handers.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people are actually left-handed. Like, the whole cast and set of Good Morning America, I believe, is a lefty, because they were talking about it one day.
Is that right?
Oprah, she's left-handed.
Oprah's on the list, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Here's a good one. Bill Bradley's a crossover, because he's a political guy, but he's also a Rhodes Scholar and a basketball star. Benjamin Franklin was a lefty.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates is a left-hander?
Yeah, he
That
is.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
This has Bart Simpson listed. That's a random fact.
That is a random fact.
I would never have known the Bart Simpson was left-handed.
Another one, Jim Henson, thus Kermit the Frog is left-handed.
Okay, a couple of great leaders through time, Julius Caesar and Napoleon Bonaparte, as well as Fidel Castro. Jay Leno and David Letterman, both left-handers. Some from the criminal division, the Boston Strangler, John Dillinger, Jack the Ripper, and John Wesley Harden, all left-handers. Left-handed musicians, Kurt Cobain. There's something to be said in there, and I'm not saying it. George Michael, who was talked about at length on the morning show today. Paul McCartney, Phil Collins, Seal, Ringo. Phil Collins and Ringo Starr, a couple of drummers, both left-handed. Paul Simon's left-handed. Best left-handed artist of all time? Leonardo da Vinci? You're not going to argue with me on this, I guess.
Hey, you're just reading from a list, brother. Knock it out.
Mark Hamill, also known as Luke Skywalker, left-handed.
There you go.
Which hand did he get cut off by Darth Vader in the scene in Empire Strikes Back?
I don't remember.
I don't know that either. Jerry Seinfeld's a lefty. Sarah Jessica Parker, who's running in the third today, is a left-hander. Nicole Kidman, Angelina Jolie, Goldie Hawn, Robert De Niro. What happened to Richard Dreyfuss, one of the great left-handers of all time? Where is Richard Dreyfuss? I've not seen him in the last 10 years. No, he's alive.
Is he alive?
His career might be dead, but he's not. I've not seen him in anything since, like, Mr. Holland's Opus and What About Bob?
Oh, yeah, that's
Where has he been? Where have you gone, Richard Dreyfuss?
I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to be gone, but Hollywood has said goodbye.
Favorite lefties of all time? What do you got for me? Anyone? Jimbo.
Yo.
Welcome. Hey, bub.
But you're talking about basketball players. Dave Cowens.
Not better than Bill Russell, though. But that's a good one.
Yeah, I know. Now, what about Wayne and Tisdale?
God rest his soul.
But let me explain to you why tennis players are lefties. I'm a lefty, and I love left-handers. Southpaws unite. But in tennis, all the important points are played in the ad court, which favors a left-handed serve. Therefore, you have Rod Laver, probably the greatest left-hander of all time. Rafael Nadal right behind him. Martina Navratilova. The list goes on. There was 16 straight years the U.S. Open was won by a left-hander.
Wait a minute. Are you putting Nadal ahead of McEnroe and Connors?
Well, athlete. He could play football. He could play basketball. The guy's amazing.
I got no problem with that, but I'm just saying as far as what he's achieved in his career at this point, you can't compare it, can you? I guess I'm not familiar enough with the – I'd have to look at their records.
I think you can. You know, he's got eight French Opens. The guy's pretty amazing. And
he has eight?
He proved he could win on other courts, too. So, yeah, he's pretty amazing.
That's pretty impressive.
He won like 120-something straight matches at French Open. So, pretty incredible. And that's where you test athletic ability because that's a tournament of endurance because clay, the match – take longer, a lot more rallies. So there you go.
Left all right, Jimbo. Thanks, man. You're a wealth of knowledge.
Gosh, is he ever.
Mark.
Hey, I don't have that kind of knowledge. But what did you say Bill Walton was a lefty?
That's what this said.
Gosh, I don't remember that. I've watched Bill Walton play, free throws. He was a righty.
Okay, well,
they made a mistake on that. But
look, they had Wayne Gretzky on the list twice, so I'm not saying this thing is
I agree.
Not to be questioned to some degree. I'm with you.
Okay.
All right, Mark, thanks. Appreciate the call. What time does the draw start? Do we know? Anyone? 12:30. Okay, so it'll be late in the show for the Arkansas Derby draw. Yeah, they're trying to lead up to it. So we'll have to get Jeff Money on here at some point. We'll talk about potential horses. Frank Miramonte, weeks ago, already called his shot. He says it's going to be War Academy in the Arkansas Derby. That's a horse we expected to be in the field for sure.
Mr. Baffert.
And it'll be hard for War Academy to win if he's not in the field. I like his chances as well because they say so. But we'll give you the not only who's in the race officially, but what post they will be starting from coming up later in the show. And we'll also have picks for today. Fantasy Stakes, $400,000 purse.
I know, I'm excited. It's a big race, eighth race.
You know, I guess it wasn't really something I thought about as much, but you get some amazingly high-quality three-year-old fillies running today. Rose to Gold is the morning line favorite. Calvin Barella aboard. Marathon Lady, a horse that you've been following closely.
Yeah, we've been looking at it.
Yeah, along with Manuka Honey.
Manuka honey.
Manuka honey. Both 7-2 in the morning line.
That's a type of honey, actually.
It is?
Yeah. It's like
is it a Hawaiian thing?
Yeah.
Of course it is. Well, you would know. You spent a lot of time down there. Hung the Moon is 5-1. Liberty Girl, Legal Mind, and Inspired Exchange, the long shot, along with Legal Mind at 15-1. Terry Thompson aboard is aboard Legal Mind, so... and it's been a great year, too, for Santana, the 19-year-old who was...
I was about to say, is Ricardo riding in that race? And he's not, darn it. I would have probably just put money on him just because.
I'm going to guess that he's in the majority of the major stakes races through the rest of the week, though.
I wonder if he's on a Derby horse.
He's on the favorite in the last race today, Bwana Babe.
He's on a lot of races. I'm surprised he's not in the 8th race.
That is surprising that he's not in the feature today.
He's had quite the go.
A couple more calls and we got to take a break. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Justin. How's it going, bud?
Good, man.
Hey, I had an interesting left-handed trivia fact. I've had no left-handers in my family, and my oldest son was born left-handed. There's no doubt. So, anyway, I've learned a couple of pretty cool things. But if you take both your hands and you clasp them together, just like you're relaxing, look at which thumb is on the inside.
My right hand.
Okay, now take all your fingers and move them over and put your left thumb inside.
That feels really uncomfortable.
Really uncomfortable. Now,
it makes my actually makes my stomach turn.
I know exactly. Well, if your left thumb goes on the inside, you should have been left-handed.
Okay.
And anyway, it works on about 95% of people I've been checking over at the last 15 years or so. But and people
that's
that
cool
put it feels fine with either thumb on the inside, they're usually ambidextrous.
What hand do you use to flip somebody the bird?
Both.
Do you know I tee up the golf ball?
You're an overachiever, Kyle. What?
I tee up the golf ball with my left hand.
I've never seen anybody right-handed do that.
Do you know who called me out on that? Nota Begay. He's like, are you left-handed? I was like, no. He's like, you tee up the ball with your left hand.
That is bizarre. Why would you even do that?
I've never noticed until he told me.
Honestly, if I cut my left hand off in some sort of tragic accident, I don't even know that I'd notice that long.
Every
It'd probably take
time.
Me 6 weeks to realize I only had one hand.
I had no idea that I did it until he called me out. We were playing Dallas National. He's like, are you left-handed? I was like, nope.
If somebody who steals body parts snuck in my house, then I cut my left hand off and then, like, you know, cauterized it where I wasn't going to bleed out. I think it would take like 5 days for me to notice I didn't have a left hand. I don't use it for anything.
I do.
Yeah?
Obviously.
Clearly. Boy, it'd be weird. I guess if you couldn't do that, what would you tee the ball up with your feet?
I don't know. I'm trying to think about teeing it up with my right hand. It'd be really different. But I always do it with my left.
That's strange.
Isn't it?
I guess you like to hold the club in your right hand while you're teeing it up with your left.
I do. I hold myself left.
It's really odd. Well, this is turning into a bad episode of Overtime, so we better quit talking about these kind of golf details. Kyle, I appreciate the call.
Love your show. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Send me your picks for the Masters. The Zone at 1037thebuzz.com. We are at Oaklawn. They used to call it the Oaklawn, like the Facebook. Then somebody said, hey, let's just call it Oaklawn. And it's been a hit ever since 1904. Come join us. We'll be here all day today. And they're running live today, tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. Saturday's Arkansas Derby Day. The draw comes up later in the show. Stay tuned.